Meta-analysis of psychological assessment. As a therapeutic intervention, this study entails the use of meta-analytic techniques to calculate and analyze 18 independent and 52 non-independent effect sizes across 17 published studies of psychological assessment as a therapeutic intervention. In this sample of studies, which involves 1,496 participants, a significant overall Cohen's d effect size of 0.423, 95% CI, 0.321, 0.525, was found, whereby 66% of treatment group means fell above the control and comparison group means. When categorical variables were taken into account, significant treatment group effects were found for therapy process variables, D1.117, 0.679, 1.555, therapy outcomes, D0.367, 0.256, 0.478, and combined process stroke outcome variables, D0.547, 0.193, 0.901. These findings appear to be robust on the basis of fail-safe N calculations. Taken together, they suggest that psychological assessment procedures, when combined with personalized, collaborative, and highly involving test feedback, have positive, clinically meaningful effects on treatment, especially regarding treatment processes. They also have important implications for assessment practice, training, and policy making, as well as future research, which are discussed in the conclusion of the article. Keywords: assessment utility, treatment validity, meta-analysis, therapeutic assessment, collaborative assessment. Assessment research that moves beyond scale development and psychometrics has long been called for in the social sciences. There is a particularly strong need for research on the treatment validity, or clinical utility, of assessment procedures in therapy. The emergence of therapeutic models of assessment, such as therapeutic assessment, provides a conceptual framework and research methodology for studying this issue directly. These models view assessment-related processes and procedures as interventions in their own right, as opposed to precursors or adjuncts to treatment. Although a number of independent studies have been conducted on these models, the results have not yet been scrutinized systematically or, for that matter, empirically vis-a-vis meta-analysis. The purpose of this study is to do just that, namely, to identify studies published on the topic, calculate and analyze associated Cohen's d effect sizes, and in turn determine the practical significance of identified differences. Development of therapeutic models of assessment. Gelso and Fretz asserted, our research in the coming decades will help decide whether psychological assessment is our dodo bird, or a phoenix rising from the ashes of the critiques of recent decades. Accordingly, experts agree that psychological assessment is at a pivotal point in its history. Although the ability to develop, administer, and interpret psychological tests is a distinguishing characteristic of psychologists' professional identity, its perceived usefulness has waxed and waned over the years. For example, it was frowned upon, by some, during the humanistic movement of the 1950s and 1960s. Popular theoretical orientations at the time downplayed testing and diagnosis. Later, in the early 1970s, Goldman referred to testing and therapy as the marriage that failed. More recently, managed care curtailed the use of tests in clinical work. Ironically, therapeutic models of assessment grew out of the humanistic movement, directly the very movement that lamented and questioned testing. A different spin was put on testing, and the feedback process, with some psychologists viewing it as a potentially therapeutic relational experience rather than a sterile reductionist practice. The long-held belief that sharing test results with clients was harmful was thus called into question. In the early 1990s, ethical guidelines were revised, requiring test results to be shared with clients, with a few notable exceptions, such as forensic evaluations. Although uniform adherence to these guidelines is lacking, such changes constituted a major shift, paradigm-wise, in contemporary assessment-related attitudes, values, and practices, as well as research foci. From this movement, various therapeutic models of assessment emerged. Though they have different names, most commonly they are called either therapeutic assessment or collaborative stroke individualized assessment. Less prominent, though clearly related, models include collaborative consultation to psychotherapy and brief personalized assessment feedback. The most prevalent contemporary model, therapeutic assessment, is a brief, highly structured, theoretically and empirically based approach to assessment and testing. It was developed by Stephen Finn and his colleagues, most notably Mary Tonsiger. Key aspects of this approach include, A. helping clients generate questions they would like answered or addressed by the assessment and testing, B. collecting background information related to their questions, C. exploring past assessment and or testing based hurts, D. involving clients collaboratively in discussing and making sense of the results, E. answering, as much as possible, clients' initial questions. Although other therapeutic models of assessment differ from Finn's model in subtle and nuanced ways, they have certain unifying commonalities. Finn and Tonsiger summarized and highlighted three of them, including developing and maintaining empathic connections with clients, working collaboratively with clients to define individualized assessment goals, sharing and exploring assessment results with clients. Thus, these models complement traditional information gathering models, adding a new and potentially therapeutic piece to the assessment and treatment puzzle. However, the question remains, are these models truly therapeutic? To date, this question has not been answered empirically, at least not satisfactorily. There is no consensus on the matter, even among programmatic researchers. Although many believe they are indeed therapeutic, there are those who do not. As noted earlier, a number of studies have been conducted and published on these models. However, results of individual studies have not been aggregated across studies. Thus, the overall therapeutic value of these models remains largely unknown. In 1988, Oliver and Spokane conducted a meta-analysis on career counseling interventions, including interventions related to assessment and test feedback. Whiston, Bridgeisen, and Stevens followed up this study with a subsequent meta-analysis analyzing a similar literature base. However, only a handful of studies in these two meta-analyses related specifically to the issue at hand. Additional empirical reviews of this literature have also been published, though most are conceptual or narrative in nature. In 2001, Mayer et al. Examined the assessment and testing literature empirically. They conducted a meta-analysis on assessment, and the validity of psychological testing as part of the American Psychological Association's assessment work group. They concluded, on the basis of their analysis of 69 studies, that assessment and testing practices are valid, producing positive and meaningful effects comparable to those of medical tests. Here again, as with Oliver and Spokane and Wisp et al., only a couple studies related specifically to assessment and test feedback. So, a major gap in the literature still exists. Therefore, a comprehensive and inclusive meta-analysis of studies on this topic is warranted at this time. A meta-analysis of this sort would address the general lack of treatment validity or clinical utility studies on assessment and testing practices, b. satisfy an ethical imperative, c. provide much-needed data regarding the practical and clinical significance of this growing and potentially promising body of research. The present study examines the efficacy of psychological assessment as an intervention, in all its nuanced varieties, via meta-analytic techniques. Mayer et al. Described the primary purposes of assessment as describing client functioning, refining clinical impressions of a client, identifying therapeutic needs, aiding in differential diagnosis, monitoring treatment process, minimizing legal liability, using the assessment and testing process as an intervention. The last issue is the focus of this meta-analysis, inasmuch, it addresses two principal research questions. 1. Does psychological testing, when combined with personalized, collaborative feedback of some sort, affect treatment processes and outcomes and ultimately benefit clients? 2. What variables account for significant variances across studies? We hypothesize that, on the basis of findings from multiple individual studies, as well as theoretical and conceptual writings on the topic. 1. Psychological testing, when conducted in this manner, will significantly affect treatment-related processes and outcomes, in practical and clinically meaningful ways. 2. Relative to control and comparison group means, treatment group means will be significantly higher. 3. Certain variables, such as type of dependent variable, will account for a significant percentage of variance across studies. The text continues with method, results, discussion, implications, limitations, and conclusion as in the original, with line breaks maintained for pacing.